It's time for Sports Central with Corey Geiger. Brought to you by J.M. Boswell Pipes and Tobacco on 96.1 Hank FM. Tune in over the next hour as Corey talks about the teams you care about in Central Pennsylvania. Call in now, 814-946-0435. That's 814-946-0435. Now, Sports Central with Corey Geiger. Brought to you by J.M. Boswell Pipes and Tobacco on 96.1 Hank FM.
Good afternoon, everybody. Welcome to Sports Central. This is Nathan Forlina today. You notice I did not say Corey Geiger. I will be riding solo today. Call me Jason Derulo because it'll just be me today, folks, in studio talking sports with you. And I would love if you guys give me a call about anything sports, anything you want to talk about. 946-0435 is the phone number. Call in. You can talk yourself NBA, NHL, MLB, college football, NFL. Of course, we got the Super Bowl right here on the other side of next week. So football season's winding down, but we still got all sorts of sports, college basketball, all that kind of stuff. So give me a call at 946-0435. And whenever I was trying to discuss or think about what I wanted to discuss today, I figured what better conversation to talk about than dynasties in the National Football League, because I'm sure we have a handful of listeners who lived through the Steelers' 70s days with that steel curtain and that absolutely incredible team, Terry Bradshaw, leading the charge right there. And what I'm going to say might irritate a lot of people from this area, but I think the Chiefs dynasty is already, even if they do not win the Super Bowl next Sunday, I would make the argument is a better dynasty than the Pittsburgh Steelers were. Hence, in my opinion, making it the greatest dynasty in the National Football League's history. Now, I've got a ton of stats to back my point up, and I would love if you give me a call at 946-0435. I'd love to hear your take on what I'm about to say. But in my opinion, the Chiefs have become the greatest dynasty in not professional, but NFL history. And maybe you can even make this case with professional sports. Whenever you think about dynasties, you obviously think about those Celtics team with Bill Russell. Now, it's tough for me to really consider that a great dynasty whenever there was, what, eight teams in the NBA back in the 50s and 60s. I'm not knocking what they did because, obviously, it's impressive to win. I think it was 11-13, I want to say, or something like that. It was something astronomical. So, nonetheless, it was an impressive feat. But we're talking modern sports here. We're talking the last, 50 years right here. The Patriots dynasty is another one that comes up in mind in the NFL. But I'm mainly thinking about 7 years right here, because that's whenever the Patrick Mahomes era started. Over the course of 20 years, it'll all pan out to see whether the Patriots, they won six in, I believe it was 17 years, 01 to 2018 right there is whenever they won six Super Bowls. And the Chiefs are on their quest to win their fourth Super Bowl already in what would be Patrick Mahomes' seventh year starting, I believe. So it's really impressive. So here is the Chiefs' rundown in the last since 2018 when Patrick Mahomes took over. The Chiefs went 12-4 and lost the AFC Championship. That was the game against Tom Brady and the Patriots. That sent Tom Brady to the Super Bowl, winning his final with the Patriots right there, Super Bowl 53. They lost, I believe, in what was overtime, and that was highly controversial at the time because there was no getting the ball back in playoff overtime. And also with that game, something that's ironic is everybody talks about the Chiefs getting the calls now. The Patriots actually got the call, and there was an offsides that cost the Chiefs the game, in which I believe his name was it was either D Ford or Frank Clark. I want to say it was D Ford, the one that was offsides in that 2018 game. Okay, so 2018 season. 2019 season, they go 12-4 once again and defeat the 49ers and Jimmy Garoppolo 31-20 in the Super Bowl. Have a great comeback behind win right there. In 2020, COVID year, they go 14-2. And then they end up getting, and this is the only stain on the dynasty, is while they made it to the Super Bowl, they were very non-competitive against the Buccaneers, and that was the Brady-Mahomes Super Bowl. You know, that's the one thing Brady's always going to be able to hang over Mahomes' head, is the fact that he has the Super Bowl head-to-head matchup win and the playoff matchup wins over him. So in 2020, they end up losing the Super Bowl, but they still make it. Nothing to sneeze at right there. 2021, they go 12-5. They lose in the AFC Championship. That would be the Joe Burrow year. Jamar Chase's rookie year, that outstanding connection right there from LSU, transitioning to the NFL, and they would lose to the Rams subsequently. And then 2022, that is whenever they beat the Eagles the first time in the Super Bowl, obviously the rematch is coming this following Sunday. But they defeat the Eagles 38-35, winning their second Super Bowl in what would be 4 years there. Then in 2023, they go 11-6. In what was supposed to be the down year for the team, they still end up being the Super Bowl champions, the National Football League winners, beat the 49ers 25-22 in a miraculous game in which they win in overtime. So right there, in the last, what would that be, 3 and 5 years, they would win this, or excuse me, yeah, 3 and 5 years, they win a Super Bowl. They go to Super Bowl 4 and 5 years, and they're already on their way to another one right here. So in the last 6 years, they've been to 5 Super Bowls. And what I would imagine, I'm pretty sure this is the correct stat, it's the most in the 6 year period. If they end up winning this, they tie the Steelers with the most Super Bowl wins in a 6 year period with 4. I'm not going to give my pick away because I'm sure we're going to talk about it a ton next week, but I don't know if they win the game, but it's going to be a classic. That's what I'm going to say. It's going to be a classic game. But right here, you can already see that you can make the argument for the best dynasty right there. And they won 11-plus games in every single year as well. 7 straight years of 11-plus games. In the NFL, it's extremely difficult because there's constantly injuries. There's constantly all these types of stuff, especially modern day with free agency, players getting traded. Just the off-season market is absolutely incredible. Again, if you want to give me a call and combat anything I'm saying, please, 946-0435. Tell me I'm dumb. Tell me the Kansas City Chiefs aren't the best. Got a little pop over there. The best Super Bowl or the best dynasty in the NFL's history. So looking back at it, we'll touch on the Patriots real quick. Because the Patriots, I picked the dynasty from 01 to 07 because I think that was the better years for them, I'd say, right here. So 01 was Tom Brady comes in for Drew Bledsoe right there. They end up winning the Super Bowl against the Rams in what they were heavy underdogs in. They end up winning that Super Bowl. They go 11-5. The thing with the difference is with this is the following year, the Patriots actually missed the playoffs going 9-7. So Brady in his second year starting didn't even, or I guess first full year starting, didn't even make the playoffs. 03 and 04, though, they do go back-to-back. They beat the Panthers 32-29 in that Super Bowl. And then they defeat the Eagles the following year, 24-21. And then they do not win a Super Bowl, but they go 16-0 in 2007, and arguably the greatest Super Bowl or the greatest team we've ever seen besides the 72 Dolphins. The Niners are an interesting example as well. The Niners, I picked this their run from 88-94. They end up winning 3 Super Bowls compared to the 2 they won in that previous run. Steve Young was part of, I believe, if I'm correct, Montana would have been the first 2, and then Young would have been 94 that they ended up winning. Might be incorrect there, but I believe that is the correct timeline right there. But the 49ers throughout the 80s and early 90s. In 1988, they go 10-6. They actually win the Super Bowl 20-16 over the Cincinnati Bengals. 1989, they defeat the Broncos 55-10 in an absolute routing. That is John Elway's first Super Bowl right there. And they go 14-2 as well. The following year, they end up losing in the NFC Championship. However, they do go 14-2. 10-6 in 91, missing the playoffs. 92, they go 14-2, lose in the conference championship. 93, they go 10-6, lose in the NFC championship once again. And then 1994, they end up going 13-3 and defeating what would be, I believe, the San Diego Chargers at that time. The San Diego Chargers, 49-26 in which was previously the highest scoring Super Bowl. I believe it's since been broken, actually, by the Chiefs game against the Eagles a couple years ago. So there are some dynasties, and a lot of people might bring up the Packers, too, with Vince Lombardi. Again, it's kind of that weird thing of it was pre-Super Bowl era, half of it, post-Super Bowl era for, or I guess current Super Bowl era for half of it as well. So it's really tough to distinguish if the Packers were a better dynasty because they do technically might have more championships. If we look right here, 1961, they defeat the New York Giants to win the championship. 37-0. Imagine that happening nowadays. 37-0 in a championship game. 62, they defeat the Giants once again, this going winning 16-7. 63, I don't exactly know. Apparently there was bowl games in the NFL. Playoff bowl games is what they called it. I don't think that was considered a championship game, but they end up winning that game 40-23. The following year, they actually lose the NFL playoff bowl game. They defeat the Browns to win the NFL championship 23-12 in 65. Then we start the Super Bowl era in which they defeat the Chiefs 35-10 in 66 to win the first one, and then 67 they defeat the Raiders 33-14. So they did have five quote-unquote championships in a seven-year span right there. Two of them are Super Bowls. Are you going to count the ones previous to them? Historians will. For me, I'm a Super Bowl era guy. I'm not going to count those. So I named off, and then, of course, we'll touch on the Pittsburgh Steelers real quick. I'm sure a lot of you know this, but we'll run through it real quick. 74, they go 10-3-1, defeat the Vikings in the Super Bowl 16-6. 75, they go 12-2, defeating the Cowboys 21-17 to capture back-to-back right there. Following year, they go 10-4, losing in the AFC Championship. 77, 9-5, also losing in the playoffs right here, but losing in the divisional round this time. 1978, they go 14-2, defeating the Cowboys 35-31. 1979, 12-4, defeating the Rams 31-19. And then 1980, since we're going 7 year spans right here, they go 9-7 and miss the playoffs right there. So the Steelers, they end up winning 4-6 right there. Two back to back runs right there. So, and this is what I think the argument comes down to, is were the Steelers a better dynasty? Because that Steelers team is littered with Hall of Famers. You think about that team. You got Terry Bradshaw as the quarterback. You got the running back tandem of Franco Harris and Rocky Blyer. The wide receiver core, John Stallworth, Lynn Swann. Then that defense, obviously, guys like Mean Joe Green, who is arguably one of the greatest defensive tackles in the history of the game. Got yourself Jack Lambert, Jack Hamm. There are a ton of options that were just fantastic. Got Mel Blount as a cornerback. How can I forget about Mel Blount? So many crucial pieces to that team right there. So are they a better dynasty per se because they have better players than the Chiefs? Because I think what's been so impressive with the Chiefs dynasty, while you've had the core pieces of Kelce and Mahomes, feels like everybody else outside that's been a rotational. But obviously you have Andy Reid too at the helm. And that's another big thing, is they have an excellent coach in Andy Reid. I don't think that can be understated. You look at all these dynasties. Think about Chuck Knoll with the Steelers dynasty, Bill Belichick with the Patriots dynasty. They're just fantastic coaches all around. But besides those three guys in the Chiefs, and I guess it's Spags and the defense and stuff like that, Chris Jones, I guess, defensively has been there for a long time as well. They've had rotating pieces. You think about the wide receiver core that first Super Bowl, they've had Tyreek Hill. 20 years from now, how many wide receivers are people going to be able to name on the Chiefs' potential three-peat Super Bowl run right here? Unless you were around that time, you probably won't remember Juju Smith-Schuster. You sure will not remember Kadarius Toney. Guys like Sky Moore have just fizzled out. Marquez Valdez-Scantling. Xavier Worthy might be a name that people remember from now on if he continues the trajectory he's on. But really, the last two Super Bowls, they haven't really had a viable threat at wide receiver. Think about the running back position. They had LeSean McCoy for one of the Super Bowls. They had Clyde Edwards-Helaire. They haven't had a dominant back. Isaiah Pacheco's great, but he really hasn't even shown up this postseason after fracturing his fibula, I believe, earlier on in the year. So the Chiefs team has not had particularly fantastic Hall of Fame players littered around it, and yet a guy like Patrick Mahomes has led them to what now is five out of the last seven Super Bowls. So I don't know what's more impressive. To me, it's way more impressive whenever Mahomes leads this team, this group of players. Again, let me know if you have any objections to this. 946-0435. It's impressive to me. It's impressive to me. I think it is a better dynasty than the Pittsburgh Steelers were. I think it's a better dynasty easily than the 49ers. I think it's a better dynasty, dare I say it, the Patriots dynasty. Now, again, 17 years, we'll see if they end up having six Super Bowls. If they win this one, they're already going to have four in 7 years. So it looks like it's going to go that way. It looks like they're going to win at least two to three more Super Bowls, I would imagine, over the next 10 years. I mean, I'm going to look up Andy Reid's age right here, but I'd imagine he's going to coach for, right now he is 66. I'd imagine he's going to coach for another 10 years. Think about a guy like Pete Carroll right now, who's 73 years old, who's just locked in a three-year contract. Unless Andy Reid gets bored with himself, I'd imagine he's going to be the head coach there. Spags might move on. He might either retire or become a head coach somewhere else. A guy like Kelce, this might honestly be his last game on Sunday. I actually think it might be his last game Sunday. So that might be a big void to fill for that Kansas City Chiefs team. But honestly, he hasn't shown up too much this postseason. So is he really going to be that missed? I guess he's a big target, and he takes a ton of eyes to the linebacking core and the safeties and takes them out of position. But in my opinion, Noah Gray's played very well as well. He's not Travis Kelce, however, he can probably fill in just fine. I think they'll we won't miss too much of a beat with the Kansas City Chiefs. So we'll have to see if this becomes the greatest dynasty in NFL history. Again, I'm making the argument that I think even if they were to lose Sunday, it will become the greatest dynasty. And I think dynasty, I think you have a 10-year window for the dynasty. I think that's a decade, I think, is dynasty material. So I guess you could say with the 49ers winning Super Bowl, I believe in 1981 was their first Super Bowl win, 84. They have a couple more under the belt. They have five right there. Or I guess they would have four if you're taking out the 94 win as well, Steve Young. They had four under Joe Montana. And that's another argument you can have is Patrick Mahomes already a better player than Joe Montana. Mahomes has three Super Bowl wins. Joe Montana has four. Joe Montana was arguably considered the greatest quarterback until Tom Brady came along and won his fifth. I'd actually make the argument that I think Mahomes is much closer to the Brady than he is Joe Montana right now, even with less Super Bowl wins. I think Patrick Mahomes is going to go down as the greatest player of all time. You can make an argument Andy Reid will go down as a top five coach of all time. This team is littered with talent. Travis Kelce is the best tight end of all. Let's not get twisted. Travis Kelce is the best tight end of all time as well. So this team, in my opinion, has all the tools and all the intangibles to be considered the greatest dynasty of all time. If you want to talk more about dynasties, we'll talk about it on the other side. Give me a call at 946-0435. We'll hit a commercial break and we'll continue this conversation on the other side.
Nobody knows more about pipes and cigars than J.M. Boswell. They've been making pipes for 48 years. Here's J.M. Boswell himself.
I want to invite you all to come to our shop. Feel welcome like family. We sell great cigars, great pipe blends, and you can sit in our lounge, have a smoke, enjoy yourself. Boswell Pipes is located at 6481 William Penn Highway, Route 22 in Alexandria, PA. We are open from 9 to 5 Tuesday through Friday and 9 to 4 on Saturdays, and always online at boswellpipes.com. And remember, there is nothing like a Boswell pipe.
Howdy, the old farmer here. You know, from the almanac. You know this wonderful snowy winter we're having that I predicted? Well, it's going to bring a plentiful growing season for farmers like me and for lawn and gardens like yours. Many don't understand what winter can do for growth, but the McCoy family and McCoy's Lawn and Garden in Roaring Spring does. Just go to McCoy'sLawnAndGarden.com and check out their full selection of the Kubota BX series tractors and lawn equipment. Kubota is the only real choice for mowing, spreading, plowing, digging, planting, whatever you need, the Kubota BX series can handle. The Kubota BX series is the brand that you know and trust, with easier operation, superior comfort, and a new, simpler system for attaching and detaching Kubota implements, so you can switch jobs like a pro. This spring, count on the McCoy family for the Kubota BX series that you need. Stop at McCoy's Lawn and Garden today to pick up your new Kubota. Route 36 in Roaring Spring. McCoy's Lawn and Garden, helping sow the seeds for tomorrow.
ARC Federal Credit Union can help you with many of the important things in life. If you'd like to become a member, ARC has growing opportunities, and you'd be surprised at how easy it is to qualify now that ARC includes over two dozen local employers and organizations. And with two branches, it's easier than ever. Services like business loans, online banking, and mobile deposit. Let us show you the many benefits of being a member of ARC Federal Credit Union. Stop into 1919 7th Avenue in Altoona and 419 North 7th Street in Juniata.
J&P Auto Mart knows you hate the snow, but when it snows, you save at J&P Auto Mart. J&P Auto Mart has more trucks than any other used car lot in three counties, along with SUVs and all-wheel drive cars. You've already had a taste of winter, and you know you need a reliable car, truck, or SUV. Get to J&P Auto Mart. They have trades and discount accordingly. When it snows, you save at J&P Auto Mart. 1906 Pleasant Valley Boulevard, Altoona.
We want to thank our presenting sponsors, as always, J.M. Boswell's Pipes and Cigars. You have the big game coming up in just a week and a half now, so if you need something to celebrate with your family and friends, sitting around at the Super Bowl party, you need to bring something. A lot of people bring food and everything like that. Well, I'll tell you what, I think your guests and your people you're going to would be much more happier if you bought them at J.M. Boswell's Pipe or Cigar. Make sure you check them out. Always open online, 6481 William Penn Highway, Route 22. Go visit them in person as well. Welcome back to Sports Central with Nathan Forlina today. Hopefully everybody's enjoying our conversation. Phone lines are always open at 946-0435. Give me a call if you want to talk anything sports. Specifically, we're talking about the Chiefs and their dynasty and comparing them to other dynasties throughout the history of the NFL, because I have made the argument, and I'm going on an island right here saying I think the Chiefs are the greatest dynasty of all time. Now, dynasty can be subjective. In my opinion, I'm putting this in a 10-year window. So even if you want to put the 49ers for four Super Bowls, if the Chiefs win this game, they'll already have matched that through 7 years. If we're just taking a 7-year period, you also it's pretty tough to argue that the Chiefs haven't done better than almost everybody in the NFL. Now, the Steelers do have one more Super Bowl than them, so that brings up the question, do the Chiefs have to win this game to be considered that greatest dynasty? So again, if you want to touch on that, 946-0435, give me a call and talk about that, or of course, anything else sports. So, the Chiefs. It's tough. It's tough if they do need to win this game. Like I said, I think even if they don't win this game, I consider them the greatest dynasty in 7 years because of what they've done. The fact that they haven't missed an AFC championship in that time. They've been the conference championship every single year in these last 7 years since Mahomes started. I can't remember the last time a starter in any sport 7 straight years went on to the conference championship every time. We got JK on the phone lines. JK, how are we doing today?
I'm all right. Hopefully you can hear me on the cell phone here with the dogs.
Oh, we got you. We got you. How? What do you want to talk about today?
Well, the dynasty there. Chiefs are going to have to win for them to even be mentioned. And I think the Eagles are going to control the line of scrimmage. And go ahead, you respond to that.
I actually think the Eagles are going to win the Super Bowl as well. So I think the Eagles have been the most talented team in the NFL this year. I think, like you mentioned, the line of scrimmage, you think about their offensive line. I think they'll be able to control Kansas City, who's shown a lack of pass rush slightly this postseason. So I think they'll be completely fine in managing the line of scrimmage. Then even on the other side, the Chiefs offensive line, they're moving their guard out to tackle and they're trying to mix, you know, plug and play certain players. That's going to matter. And they even might get a guy like Brandon Graham back for the Super Bowl, which his practice window's open. No one thought he'd be playing. And that's kind of a legendary story. You think about guys like Thomas Davis who came back, Rod Woodson coming off a torn ACL to play in the Super Bowl against the Cowboys. So a guy like Brandon Graham is going to cause havoc. He's a veteran. He's done this. If you remember back in Super Bowl 52, their last Super Bowl win, he actually sacked Tom Brady to pretty much secure the game for them as well. So the line of scrimmage, I think the Eagles are the better team. I think they should win. However, you think about the guy on the other side, number 15, you never can roll him out.
You nailed it. You nailed it. You nailed it on that quarterback, but there's a thing called mental nerves, and that means a lot. And Mahomes seems to have it there, so I think it'll be a good Super Bowl. We're going to enjoy it. But, boy, them Eagles line of scrimmage, the defensive line, come on now with that Jordan Davis and
Jalen Carter.
They're helping you. Carter. They got them.
Zach Bond coming off the edge. Oh, my gosh. He's had a great year as well.
Two high pedigree cornerbacks they got in the draft. They got the linebackers. I think the Eagles are going to show up. You know what? Mental nerves.
We'll see. We'll see. And I think, honestly, the only positions in which the Chiefs have a better spots than the Eagles are is quarterback. I think Mahomes is significantly better than Jalen Hurts and tight end. Otherwise, I actually think the Eagles are superior at every position, and a lot of them, it's not even close. The running back position, Saquon Barkley is miles ahead of whoever they have in the backfield. So,
you know, the tight end, I'm not a big fan of his. Yeah, he's good, but you know what? That Gronk was pretty freaking good, and Kelsey's a little bit too much Hollywood for me.
That's what a lot of people say. So who do you think is the greatest dynasty?
I don't root for that guy. I don't know something about him. But anyhow, back to football. The Steelers in the 70s, I grew up with them. They had, I think it was the 74 season. Maybe another caller can help me. Their defense allowed like 132 points total in the whole. If you find that season and read off the scores, that the defense, I mean, they had so many shutouts and 3 points, 7 points. Their defense, they had all them Hall of Famers. So we're getting into dynasty talk. It's not time to talk dynasty for the Chiefs.
Yeah, that defense is stout. I'm trying to pull up the final score counts, and I'll read off these stats because they did allow very few points.
Isn't it like 74, 70? I don't know. You're going to have to find it. I might actually hang up because of my dogs here. I got three little dogs.
No problem. Yeah, I'll read off. I can try to find this right here. So we're going to go through the final scores.
I don't think they made it to the Super Bowl that year. Another caller might be able to assist here. They did not make it to the Super Bowl, and I have to go. And I'll listen. Bye.
No problem. 1974, I believe they did win the Super Bowl against the Vikings right there. But you look at the first week one shutout against Indy. They do give up 35 points in week two to the Denver Broncos, so a little uncharacteristic right there. They give up 17 to the Raiders the following week, give up 7 to the Titans in week four, 24 to the Chiefs. You go down the line. So they did give up some points, but a lot of these games they did pitch shutouts. So that's something you don't see in the NFL. I mean, coming down the stretch right here, 3 points to Cincinnati in the final game. They gave up 13 to the Titans in week 12. So, you know, they were a great bunch. I mean, you can make the argument that everybody points to the 1985 Chicago Bears as maybe the greatest defense of all time. You can make the argument for sure that the Steelers are that 1974 Steelers team. I mean, even with the talent they had back there, again, Mean Joe Green, Jack Lambert, Jack Ham, Mel Blount, all those guys. I mean, that defense is special, and that is one of the best defenses we've seen throughout the history of the NFL. So, yeah, they end up winning. They only give up 6 points, like I did mention, to the Minnesota Vikings in the Super Bowl as well. So that defense right there, fantastic. But what he was talking about with the Eagles and Chiefs Super Bowl is I don't think this is a cakewalk for the Chiefs at all. I think this is going to be a very tough game for them. I'm going to be completely biased during the game because I would love to see Saquon Barkley get a ring for the Eagles, so I'm going to be pulling for the Eagles. I do hope they win. As much as I do like the Chiefs, I like Andy Reid, I like Patrick Mahomes, I do hope Saquon Barkley, as one of the best Penn State players of all time, does get a ring and kind of puts a mark on what is going to be a remarkable career for him in the NFL. So we'll have to wait and see. That'll obviously be settled next Sunday right there. Again, if you want to give me a call about dynasties, even the Super Bowl, 946-0435. Something that I'll touch on, and I know Corey talked about this a little bit last week and earlier on in the week, is the Chiefs and if the games are actually rigged. And I never had a chance to discuss about this, if they are rigged, if I truly think they're rigged. And I think people are absolutely crazy for saying these games are rigged. Let's be honest. The NFL is too big that they would even think about that. Think about the 1919 Black Sox whenever they threw the World Series. That team in baseball, is that time period is just thrown out the window. The MLB does not even want to recognize that as a time period. There is no way that they would favor the Chiefs. Now, am I saying that they don't want the Chiefs to be in the Super Bowl? Absolutely not, because you think about what that's doing for television ratings. You got all the Swifties tuning in. Obviously, if you're Goodell in the NFL right here, just talking dollars, I mean, you want the Chiefs in the Super Bowl. He wouldn't come out publicly and say that, but internally he's thinking, hey, listen, if we can get Mahomes, and I mean, we can build up all the storylines. Again, we get this different audience with Kelsey and Swift. I mean, we want the Chiefs in the Super Bowl. But to think that they're actually rigging it is blasphemous, in my opinion. Again, if you think I'm crazy for even saying that as well, 946-0435, give us a call in. There's no way they're rigging this. There's absolutely no way they're rigging this. Now, however, there was an article published. I do apologize. I don't have the source, but that broke down some of the questionable calls throughout the year. I figured I'd remind everybody on these so we can potentially see if you think it was rigged. So there's a couple calls right here. Week one, if you remember, the Isaiah Likely toe tap out of bounds for the Ravens to win the game in the last seconds. That call was I believe they ruled a catch on the field, but his toes were slightly out on the white line right there. Gets overturned. The Chiefs win that game. That's the right call right there. Let's not get crazy. That's the right call right there. Week two, the fourth down pass interference call against the Bengals. They throw a flag, extend the Chiefs' drive. The Chiefs end up winning right there. In my opinion, if you look back at that play, that's pass interference as well. Now when we get to week three with the Kyle Pitts play, if you remember, I forget, it might have been Justin Reed covering him. Basically, he draped all over Kyle Pitts in the back of the end zone. No flag right there. Yeah, I'm not going to lie. That was pass interference. That looked like they kept it in. Now, again, are they rigging it? In my opinion, no, they're not rigging it, but very questionable call. Week 9, you had the missed false start for a game-winning touchdown against the Buccaneers. Again, wrong call. It's pretty clear as day. Juwan Howard. If you guys know who Juwan Howard is, he's the right tackle. I'm sure you've seen the clip plenty of times of him jumping half a second early pretty much every single play. So, you know, you could call false start on him almost every play as well. So, that as well is the wrong call. In Week 16, there's a Tank Dell pass interference call, which, I mean, unless he pushed off a ghost on the Chiefs' defensive side, I don't know how there's pass interference offensively. So the wrong call there. And then in the divisional round, they have the Mahomes unnecessary roughness on the sidelines. Bad call right there as well. So they are getting a lot of calls, and there's a stat going out that I believe in 10 straight playoff games, the Chiefs have been Chiefs have had less calls against them, I believe is the stat, less calls. They've had less penalties on them than the opposing team, which, yeah, that does look pretty bad. It does look pretty bad, but the consistency of the calls needs to be, like, the false start should be an every fly. Like, you can't do that. You can call on every single play. You can call it when they score a touchdown. You can call it when they have a two-yard gain. Juwan Howard does every play, or excuse me, Juwan Taylor does every single play. So that flag needs to be thrown every single play. They have had some calls go against them. Like I did mention earlier at the beginning of their quote-unquote dynasty, again, I believe it was Dee Ford, was the guy who was offsides against the Patriots. You think about the year prior, about Mahomes, after he whines to Josh Allen against the Bills, Kadarius Toney was offsides in that miraculous play in which Kelsey laterals the ball back to Kadarius Toney, but it all gets called back because of an offsides penalty, something we didn't see too much as well right there. So you can make the argument that the Chiefs have also had their fair share calls go against them, but then you bring up the Super Bowl against the Eagles, in which it was a holding call against James Bradbury. Was it really a holding right there? I'm not exactly sure, but I think the NFL would never rig a sports game. I don't think they ever would. Again, as much as they do want to see Andy Reid, Patrick Mahomes, Travis Kelce in the Super Bowl to build the stories, to bring in the big dollars, they would never do. Once again, 946-0435 is the phone line. Give me a call if you want to talk anything sports. Let me know, again, if I'm crazy for saying the Chiefs are the greatest dynasty of all time. Do they need to win? Let me know. It's a tough call. In my opinion, they don't need to win. We'll talk more about sports on the other side.
Drivers hit the racetrack this week at Rockingham Raceway to shake down their cars in anticipation of that track being back on the schedule for NASCAR in April. Back behind the wheel as well was Kasey Kahne.
You know, I've done really well since I haven't been in NASCAR, and then I've raced the last 3 years a lot in the sprint qualifying. I feel like it's so much different in this style of racing. So this track, you know, working hard to get better at that from a personal level, on my end. And then I saw this Rockingham race pop up and was like, man, that's a track guy. I know, and I've enjoyed racing out over the years, and so I started reaching out, trying to figure a way to get back into it and do a race. It's been, I felt like 4 or 5 years maybe since I raced, and it's more like 6.5 is what they said. So it's been a while. I've working with Chevrolet and RC already to know to do a little bit of sim work, which helped a lot coming here, and I know we're on more of that before the race, but overall just working with good people.
If you're wondering, Corey Day, who got behind the wheel of an Xfinity Series car for the first time on Tuesday for Hendrick Motorsports, topped the combined speed charts. A blistering time of 22.540 seconds, that's 162.431 miles per hour, during the fourth and final session of that afternoon. This is the final lap.
Drivers who switch and save with Progressive could save hundreds. With that kind of money, you could go big time and skip the regular line at the airport and pay for speedy security. Imagine not having to quickly unpack and pack at the place you already came packed to. And wearing your shoes the whole time you're there? You can't put a price on that kind of luxury. Well, actually you can, and you paid for it. Switch to Progressive and you could save big time for speedy security. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates, not available in all states. Potential savings will vary.
Right now at Wendy's, get two of these fave items for just $7. The spicier classic chicken sandwich, Dave's single, or 10-piece nugs. It's an incredible deal, but an insanely difficult choice. Do you go double chicky sando, both spicy and classic, one beefy and one chicky? Or maybe you go all in on one and go nug max.
Two faves for just $7? Gotta be Wendy's.
At participating Wendy's for a limited time only, select a request two for $7 deal to redeem. Not valid in a combo or with saucy nugs. Single item at regular price. Prices may be higher in Alaska and Hawaii.
Nobody knows more about pipes and cigars than J.M. Boswell. They've been making pipes for 48 years. Here's J.M. Boswell himself.
I want to invite you all to come to our shop. Feel welcome like family. We sell great cigars, great pipe blends, and you can sit in our lounge, have a smoke, enjoy yourself. Boswell Pipes is located at 6481 William Penn Highway, Route 22 in Alexandria, PA. We are open from 9 to 5 Tuesday through Friday and 9 to 4 on Saturdays, and always online at boswellpipes.com. And remember, there is nothing like a Boswell pipe.
Kepner's Grandview Meats, 1544 Pleasant Valley Boulevard. Nell and Chris have hot meals to go, available throughout the day to fit your schedule. Home-cooked goodness for the price of fast food. Roast beef with mashed potatoes and gravy, or ham pot pie. Turkey with homemade stuffing and mashed potatoes. They have meatloaf dinners. Kepner Grandview Meats, now with new hours. Open Tuesday through Friday, 8 to 5. Saturday, 8 to 3. Call 814-943-6328. That's 943-MEAT. Kepner's Grandview Meats.
Once again, I want to thank our presenting sponsors, J.M. Boswell's Pipes and Cigars. Roger Goodell said he's coming in before the Super Bowl, getting himself a J.M. Boswell's Pipes and Cigars. Be exactly like Mr. Goodell and smoke that cigar while you're watching potentially the two most hated teams in this country battle it out and hopefully try to hoist the Lombardi again. J.M. Boswell's Pipes and Cigars, always open online, 6481 William Penn Highway, Route 22. Check them out if you're interested in all your cigar needs. So we got Jim in Altoona who's calling in and wants to talk a little Chiefs. Jim, how are we doing today?
Oh, not too bad. I'm just getting a little sick of hearing about these Chiefs.
What makes you sick about hearing about the Chiefs? I want to know, because I'm a football fan. I root for the Steelers, but I'm a football fan. What is so bad about the Chiefs right here?
Especially this year. All the calls. I mean, he's getting to sound like Brady. You sneeze on him, you get a penalty.
I agree, but hasn't that been a point of emphasis across the entire league? You've seen BS roughing the passer calls for years now. Even before Mahomes was Mahomes, there was other quarterbacks. I mean, Brady was a prime example of a guy getting the calls as well, but there are plenty of other guys getting cheap calls that we thought there's no way. I mean, it happened to Ben Roethlisberger all the time. A lot of guys, they would get cheap calls. So I don't know if it's necessarily a Chiefs thing. I think it's more of an NFL thing with this rough in the passer. I think it is way too soft right now. But obviously, whenever you have Mahomes, again, they're going deep in the playoffs every year. You can emphasize it, and everybody's watching their games, and they're on primetime all the time. I could see why the narrative gets built.
Yeah. I hate the Chiefs about as bad as I hate Dallas, the 49ers, Baltimore, Cleveland, Cincinnati, I hate them all about the same.
Is it because they win all the time? Is that why you hate them?
No, it's just, I don't mind being cocky, but it's being taken to a new level now.
Is it just Kelsey, or is it the entire team?
It's the whole team.
Okay.
I mean, I can remember Ben Roethlisberger, man, he used to get punched in the face and never get called.
Yeah,
but you just bump these other quarterbacks, and all night there's the 15-yard penalty. Now some of them hate. They should put a rule in there where you should be able to challenge that call, and also with the pass interference. Interference is getting crazy lately.
The pass interference, I agree, needs there should be review on every single call. Every judgment call should be able to be reviewed, in my opinion. Pass interference, roughing the passer, you should, because there's rules that state what technically is a roughing the passer. You can't use excessive force to drive the quarterback, and there are tons of times in which that excessive force is not being used, so they end up throwing a flag on. Mahomes easing up at the sidelines, technically he's still a runner in play, so you should be allowed to hit, all that kind of stuff. So I do agree with you. I think almost every call should be able to be challenged, especially pass interference and roughing the passer, because again, there are rules that technically, it's technically not supposed to be a judgment call. There are rules in place that say that this is what the rule and what a penalty should be thrown for. So you should be able to remove it if it's not a judgment call, correct?
Correct. That's what I feel.
Yeah, I agree. I agree with you. So I just wish people would quit getting the Chiefs. And I'm not a Chiefs fan. I'm not trying to advocate for them. you're witnessing greatness. People just need to realize they're witnessing greatness in the Kansas City Chiefs right now. And you're witnessing, in my opinion, the greatest quarterback, Patrick Mahomes.
True. That I can actually say he is a damn good quarterback.
He is a great one.
The thing I don't like about him is the way he presents himself.
What about that? How does he?
I mean, there's time to be cocky, and there's time. Well, how can I put that? There's time not to be cocky, and he seems to be cocky at the wrong time.
Okay.
My point of view.
The thing I
now, they did that back in the 70s. How long do you think that would have lasted?
It wouldn't have lasted long. It would not have lasted long. Hey, we appreciate your call. And I will say the thing about Mahomes is he does whine a lot. That is the one thing I don't like about Mahomes is he feels like he's not, you know, tough guy football as much. I mean, again, I think back to that game against the Bills last year whenever he's Josh Allen, they're going to handshake. It was a fantastic game, and he's just complaining to him. I can't say what he said on air, but he's going up to Josh Allen, telling him how it's bull crap, they end up winning the game. He's just not even saying good game. And, you know, they, of course, get back to him as well. So we got Rob in Bedford calling in. Rob, how are we doing today? How are we doing?
How's it going, brother?
I'm living the dream here, living the dream. What do you want to talk about?
We can go a lot of different ways. I've just been listening to the show and taking it all in and trying to keep up. We can talk dynasties. We can talk just the Chiefs. We can talk roughing the passer.
We can talk
me,
whatever,
man. This is your world. I'm just living in it.
I want to know first. What is the greatest dynasty? Am I crazy to say that the Chiefs, even if they don't win, is the greatest dynasty?
You're a talented young man. You're a little crazy.
I know
that
this is going.
Mean they can't catch them. That doesn't mean they can't catch them. The book is not written yet. There's Mahomes isn't even 30 years old yet. I don't know what's to come, but it's looking awfully good for them. Where I'd say they don't need to win this game. They need to win a lot of games because if we're trimming meat, I mean, we're trimming more than just fat off the bone. You said 01 to 07 is what you're going to count the Patriots dynasty.
Well, I was taking in what the Chiefs have done so far in their dynasty. So kind of comparing at this point. Now, if you want to say you want to compare the entire Patriots dynasty, 17 years, and we see what the Chiefs do in 17 years, obviously that's going to be a story that we're going to have to wait and see for the next 8 years or 10 years as well.
I think it's 19 years. I think it's because you got to count 2019 as well. I mean, they didn't win the Super Bowl or go to it or even win a playoff game, but they did because I'm listening to the criteria and I'm hearing the double digit seasons or wins that the Chiefs have had, which they've every year has been. The Patriots, 19, they went to the wild card, lost at home to the Titans, but that was still an 11 or 12 win season. Wasn't their prettiest year as far as the eye test, kind of like the Chiefs this year. I would venture to say this is the worst team the Chiefs have had in 7 years.
Really?
Record-wise, it's their best team, and the moxie and the late-game IQ of Mahomes grows each year, and that helps tremendously, but his numbers are pedestrian for him. And sure, he doesn't have a DeAndre Hopkins. His prime is in a rearview mirror. Kelsey's prime's in a rearview mirror, but he can still dust himself off for a big outing.
Yeah.
It's just not week after week anymore.
Yeah. I do think that last year's roster was a little more pitiful than this year's because I think about the wide receiver core especially is as much as, you know, we think DeAndre Hopkins passed his prime, I would have taken D-Hop over almost anybody on that roster last year at the wide receiver core. So I don't know if it's their worst, but I think when you talk about Mahomes, this is his worst statistical year for sure in the 7 years he started.
Yeah, it makes a little more sense now that you said you're comparing like a 7 year window to a 7 year window.
Yes.
I get what you're saying. I misunderstood you earlier because like with the Patriots, yeah, they did not go in 02. That's who I'd list as the top dynasty because, and let's use boxing. Maybe not a great comparison, but if you go toe-to-toe and try to win a championship and you come out with a draw, you basically lost.
Yeah.
You get respect, but you have to convincingly beat the champ. It doesn't mean you have to run laps around him or even knock him out, but you got to beat him convincingly. So therefore, in totality, I would say the Chiefs need seven. Mahomes individually would need eight because I would think you would need to surpass Brady. And the Chiefs would need to have an extra one to not have a tiebreaker to pass the Patriots. Because if you look at postseason numbers, as amazing as Mahomes has been, and I won't take a thing away from him, the guy's a magician. This is crazy, and this is perspective. He isn't halfway in a single statistical category, whether it be postseason or regular season, to Brady. There's a lot of guys that would dream of throwing 1,200 yards in the postseason. Brady has 1,200 completions in the postseason. So, I mean, it's such a wash at this point to me. And it's not taken away from Mahomes. It's elevating the legend that is Tom Brady.
Yeah, and that's the thing, especially I think if they were to both win seven Super Bowls, I think the talent, because I don't think there's an argument to say that Mahomes isn't more talented than Brady. As good as Brady was, his IQ was off the charts. If you're just talking about pure right. football talent, I think Mahomes is right. much superior to him. So I think if they were to draw at seven, and even at six, I would probably give the lean toward Mahomes, because Mahomes at that point might have more individual awards as well, whether it's MVPs and stuff like that as well. But
I'm going to jump in here real quick. Nathan's doing a great – I just want to make sure for clarity of what we're doing here. For the record, I don't think the Chiefs are remotely close, not in the same universe as the Patriots. But Nathan is looking at a 10-year window. We're looking at the Patriots for
yes.
19.
Yes.
That's the difference. I've been sitting here listening to all this stuff, and you can't compare the dynasty yet until the Chiefs' dynasty is over. As of right now, I don't think the Chiefs are remotely close to the Patriots. But in five more years, they might be far superior to the Patriots. Mm-hmm. But again,
I agree with that too.
I just wanted to throw that out.
Written.
For the sake of a discussion, we have to lay out the parameters of the discussion. Are we talking about a 6 year? This 6 year period for the Chiefs is greater than anything the Patriots did. But the Patriots did it for 18 years.
Yes.
That's the one difference I just wanted to throw in. Now back to Nathan.
All right, there we go.
I'm
we got
still here.
All right.
Brady, he spent 6 years as a starting quarterback in his 40s, for God's sake, without missing any games. I mean, aside from the Deflategate nonsense, but other than, I mean, it's just, I like watching Mahomes. I liked him when he played at Texas Tech. He had like an 800-yard game or something.
That was against Baker Mayfield,
when he was in
I
college.
Believe.
So he's been appealing since his face has been shown. So yeah, it's as long as he doesn't, you know, have some debilitating injury. I mean, he does get dinged up every year, but he's a gamer, you know. He takes off. He's not afraid to take a hit, and he makes throws off balance that he probably makes throws with his wrong hand, you know, better than some quarterbacks make with the correct one. So he's so fun to watch. But I do like the Eagles. I don't have a score yet, but I mean, I just feels like their year, especially what they did in the championship game. So we'll get more into that as we go forward.
Yeah, I'm sure we'll touch on that a ton next week. Appreciate your call. We also got Dan on the phone lines. Dan, how are we doing?
Good, Nate, Corey. Now, you said about dynasties. Now I'm going to switch to basketball.
Okay.
Now, John Wooden is right up there with a dynasty for sure. You got to give him a lot of credit, John Wooden. And then another dynasty is forming, that Simone Biles in gymnastics. Man, she's terrific, you know. And there's one in swimming, but I can't remember who it was right now.
Phelps.
Well, somebody beat Phelps. Who was the fellow that beat Phelps? I know Phelps, but it's the other guy. There's somebody else.
I'm looking. Leon Marchand, is that his name? Is that who you're thinking of?
The name escapes me right now. Now, you mentioned about pass interference. Now, where do you consider pass interference? Is it when the quarterback releases the ball to the receiver? When is it now?
So I'm gonna look up the form. I'm gonna look up what the NFL claims pass interference. In my opinion, it is whenever the ball is in the air. It has to be in the air, mind me. So the NFL defines pass interference, PI, is a foul that occurs when a player prevents a receiver from catching a forward pass. So it wouldn't be whenever someone gets jammed at the line of scrimmage. It wouldn't be whether there's contact, because that's when illegal contact occurs, whenever it's in past that 5 yards boundary they get. So it'd have to be when the ball is released from the quarterback's hand. So it would need to be, you see what I'm saying? It would need to be in the air and in their trajectory for it to be called pass interference.
Well, that's exactly right, and you're right. Just about every pass interference now should be reviewed. I agree with you on that.
I think the problem with that, though, is whenever they did allow, because that was legal for a year, I believe, over the COVID year, and that, or maybe the year before that, and that was due to the Saints, if you guys remember the Saints and Rams game, in which there was an egregious call in the NFC Championship, it wasn't called, where the Rams end up losing that game, the Saints end up losing that game because of a blown miss pass interference, and that potentially gave us one less Drew Brees Super Bowl run right there. So that is why it was in place, and I believe it was being abused too much and slowing down the game, so they take that out, and that's why they're not letting it reviewed right now.
Yeah, and another thing, one thing probably wouldn't fly because it'd stretch out the game a little longer.
Absolutely. The NFL is all about trying to shorten the game and just trying to take out the unnecessary time, because that it's dead time and viewers don't like that, and they've heard it all the time, and it loses ratings over the course of a long period.
Yeah, you're doing a yeoman's job. Keep it up, son.
Hey, I appreciate it, Dan. I appreciate it for sure. So, and I believe it was Rob called about Brady and Mahomes, and I think that's a great comparison, because we're not going to compare Mahomes. I mean, if you're just in a bubble 7 years, you can say Mahomes is a significantly better player than Brady, just accolades and stats and all that kind of stuff. But if you're taking the entire career, obviously Brady is a much superior player. I'm not going to make that argument right now. What I am saying is, I think if you think about it, Mahomes might play for another 15 years. You think about modern medicine, about how long these players might be around for. Mahomes might be around till he's 45, like Brady was. He played until he was, what, 44 or 45 right there. So at that point, statistical, I'd imagine it's going to be close. I mean, you think about, too, it's probably going to be an 18 game as well. So that's another extra game. That's potentially another extra season that Mahomes throws the ball over Brady. So we'll kind of wait and see right there. But that's something that's going to be, and I think that's also the case with the dynasty as well, is it'll kind of, we'll see over the course of 19 years, if we're considering that, from the Brady beginning to the ending as well. Again, with the Titans game, that was the last game in a Patriots uniform. We'll kind of see what the case is with the Chiefs dynasty. It will all be rewritten, but we'll be able to clearly tell, I think, and hopefully Andy Reid is the coach the entire time, because then we get a kind of a fair playing field with how Belichick did it with Brady. Then you got Andy Reid and Patrick Mahomes as well. So we'll wrap up on the other side of the show, and we'll finish our great conversation.
Nobody knows more about pipes and cigars than J.M. Boswell. They've been making pipes for 48 years. Here's J.M. Boswell himself.
I want to invite you all to come to our shop. Feel welcome like family. We sell great cigars, great pipe blends, and you can sit in our lounge, have a smoke, enjoy yourself. Boswell Pipes is located at 6481 William Penn Highway, Route 22 in Alexandria, PA. We are open from 9 to 5 Tuesday through Friday and 9 to 4 on Saturdays, and always online at boswellpipes.com. And remember, there is nothing like a Boswell pipe.
With all the activities and sports you and the kids are involved with, who has time to cook? So with that in mind, let's go to Best Way Pizza for the 3-cut lunch deal with a soda. Let's go to Best Way Pizza for their awesome 15-cut big deal. Let's go to Best Way Pizza for the 28-cut party box. It's time to get you and your team to Best Way Pizza before or after the game. Best Way Pizza, Greenwood, Altoona, and Hollidaysburg.
Spring forward with real unlimited data from Straight Talk this tax season and get a free Samsung Galaxy A16 5G or Moto G Power 5G 2024 with select plans. So you can stream games during Mad March hours, check the weather for April showers, and watch gardening videos about May flowers. Straight Talk, real unlimited data. Available at Walmart and straighttalk.com. Offer valid through 4/15/25. Taxes and fees apply. Requires purchase of single line Gold Unlimited plan or higher. For network management practices, visit straighttalk.com.
Members, it's here. Milo's Rewards Week deals for members only are up for grabs. Get up to 40% off store-wide on hundreds of items. Plus, members save $10 per gallon of Stainmaster Performance interior paint. So what are you waiting for? Join for free today and get instant access to Milo's Rewards Week deals. Lowe's knows home improvement. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at lowes.com/terms. Subject to change.
Thank you.
All right, welcome back to Sports Central here. It is Nathan Forlina today, riding solo besides one little Corey Geiger appearance where he had to clarify some stuff about our dynasty talk today. He's laughing over there. But I appreciate everybody for calling in. You know, love hearing you guys' arguments. Phone lines open every single day, Monday through Friday here at 4 to 5 at 946-0435. So if you have any questions for me or Corey, obviously we got the Super Bowl coming up. I'm sure we'll talk about that a ton next week as well. So, yeah, always call in. Thank you guys for calling in. Thank you to JM Boswells as always. So hopefully you guys enjoyed Dynasty Talk today. I know we primarily focused on the NFL, but there's tons of other dynasties we can touch into. Obviously the Bulls dynasty, was that more impressive? You got the Celtics, like I did mention, baseball dynasties. The Yankees won a ton of World Series in a short time. But it's really tough to compare dynasties, especially back, I'd say, like pre-70s, whenever we talked about it last week, whenever sports was really kind of just a secondhand thing. And it was, you know, players working second jobs and all that. It wasn't necessarily as commercialized as it is nowadays, where it's now a full business in. You know, all the players focus all their attention on it. So it's really tough to compare some of those dynasties. And, of course, there was a lack of teams and stuff like that. So you think about the modern era dynasties, you think about, like I did mention, the Bulls is a big one. I'm off the top of my head. I'm trying to remember some of the other big dynasties, the Patriots and the NFL ones we discussed today as well. So, yeah, a lot of great conversations. Had a little bit of conversation about Mahomes and Brady, comparing the two. Like I did say, 7 years in, if you just put 7 years together, I would take Mahomes in a heartbeat. But we'll kind of see. And Brady, I'm not taking anything away from Brady. I think Brady is right now the greatest player of all time, but I don't know how much longer that will hold. And it's really going to be fascinating to see kind of how these people in higher regards think about Mahomes versus Brady, even whenever Mahomes doesn't have the statistical comparison. Maybe he has the awards at some point, but if you think about like 12 to 13 years in, if he's able to somehow miraculously catch up to Tom Brady and all these rewards.
Let me just throw this out for 1 minute, because I want to jump in on this. Is a great conversation. How many Super Bowls does Mahomes have to win? That's the key.
Yeah.
Because we haven't. That's not something you've discussed. Tom Brady's got 7 Super Bowls, and he's been to 10. Or is it 9? 10. 10. Okay. So
10. Nine.
That's the key there. And the two he went to is because he lost
to Eli Manning.
If we're talking greatest here and dynasties, does Mahomes have to get to 7? Does he have to win 7?
I think I mentioned it. I think he has to win 6. I think that's the number, the magical numbers. I think 6.
Because, but what if he never wins another one?
If he never wins another one, I don't think we have that conversation.
But he would still be a better quarterback physically than Tom Brady.
And I think
Aaron Rodgers is a better quarterback than Tom Brady.
I think people consider Aaron Rodgers better, these NFL gurus and all that kind of stuff.
That's just what makes these fun discussions. Tom Brady's not the greatest quarterback of all time. Tom Brady's the most successful quarterback of all time.
That's why I distinguish. I always say the best quarterback of all time, because I think best is more just pure skill. And the greatest, I encompass all and consider all. So that's where that's kind of my two cards. Because I think the best quarterback of all time right now is Mahomes, the way he's played. And I think the greatest of all time is Tom Brady, because you take in all those stats. Just like I'd make the argument maybe that LeBron is the best player of all time in the NBA. But the GOAT will always be Michael Jordan because of what he did on the court. So once again, appreciate everybody for tuning in, calling in, listening. Hopefully I didn't do too terrible. Hopefully you guys will join Corey tomorrow, 4 to 5, every single weekday here, assuming no one's out. So appreciate you guys always. Thank you to JM Boswells, and make sure you guys take care.
Sports Central is an exclusive presentation of 96.1 Hank FM. WKMC Roaring Spring Altoona. Hank is WKMC 13.